This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's talk about snow days. As parents deal with having kids at home and underfoot this winter, school administrators are having to figure out how to make up for the time lost to old man winter. Some districts are already over the limit of 6 missed days that they can have before they have to add days to make up for lost class time. Or many more are at the limit, and there's another month of winter yet to go. What is the best way to make up lost time? Adding minutes to the school day or adding days at the end of the school year? And should local districts be allowed to decide for themselves? Or should Lansing make that decision for them? Bridge Magazine contributing writer Ted Roloffs dug into these questions for his story in this week's Bridge. So, Ted, remind us again exactly, what does Michigan law spell out? How much instruction must be offered each school year so the districts qualify for state aid?
Well, the bar is set at 170 days. And there's a forgiveness of 6 snow days. So when you drop below that threshold or above the threshold of 6 snow days, you have to start making those days up. And there's districts already. I found one that's at 12. There might be some that are even above that. So that's six days beyond the limit, and they've got to figure out how they're going to deal with that. And right now, state aid requirements say that you need to make those missed days up as days, not you can't simply add minutes to each school day to try to make up that lost time. So that's part of the discussion that we explored in the story.
Yes.
That I wrote, which is should districts have the flexibility to add minutes to days remaining in this school year, so they don't have to add, say, 4 or 5 days in June.
And we've seen, as you write in your piece for Bridge, that Cadillac Republican Representative Phil Potvin has introduced a bill that basically would give districts that option, right, of adding the 30 minutes a day to make up for lost days.
Yep.
Is this being well received by school districts and superintendents?
Well, it depends. I spoke with several superintendents who are opposed to the idea of adding minutes. They don't feel it really gives you an equivalent educational value. Others kind of think, well, it depends on how you do it. It depends on what sort of quality you attach to adding minutes to days, and they do believe districts should have that flexibility. On a state level, the superintendent of schools has stated his opposition to adding minutes to days instead of adding days at the end of the year, as well as the Board of Education, State Board of Education, passed a resolution a little while ago stating the same thing. So that's where we are. And last year, the legislature did approve the flexibility, giving districts that flexibility to add minutes. And there is a similar resolution that is up for consideration this year. Last year was supposed to be a one-time thing. Well, here we are next year. We're doing the same thing, or it's being proposed that the same thing be done.
I'm wondering what it is that Superintendent Flanagan doesn't like, or that the state's Board of Education does not like about that option, because it's not a mandate, is it? It's just it's one more tool for administrators to use?
No, there would be an option. And this is a kind of a philosophic belief. This proposal that's before the legislature mandates it be at least 30 minutes. If you're going to add minutes, it has to be at least 30 minutes per day. If you break that down by class, we're talking roughly 5 minutes a class. Some educators would make the argument that you're not going to really do anything in that 5 extra minutes that you have. And here's the assertion. Let's say you have a snow day on a Thursday and you missed geometry lesson X. That's an entire class period, that lesson.
Yeah.
That's gone. The only way to get that lesson back, they say, is to hold a full day. You can't make up a lesson by you've got an extra 5 minutes. We're going to somehow go back and get that lesson back. That's the argument.
Yeah.
So a lot of this comes out of the fact that Michigan used to be a 180-day school year. That standard changed, I think it was in 2003. That was kind of in the midst of the deep recession, a lot of financial crisis in districts, so they were given the flexibility to just have a certain number of hours, not a certain defined school year. And what happened was a lot of districts were holding school years that were even below 160 days. So they stepped back in and they said, this isn't good. We need to start heading back toward 180-day school year as a tool for improving learning on a statewide level. So that's also part of this discussion.
And we know that the minimum days in the school year is going up from that 170 to 175 next year, but we're still behind many states. What is it, more than 30 states have that 180-day year?
Exactly. Exactly. So, and you know, that again, it's if you look at some of the nations that have generally led the world in performance in school, many of them have school days that are above 200. So
going to 175 still puts us behind not only the rest of the much of the nation, but much of the world. I kind of wonder, as we try to wrestle with how do we make up these lost days, is there any discussion happening anywhere in Michigan about starting school before Labor Day again? I know we is kind of a with pressure from the travel industry, they pushed it back to after Labor Day. My kids always started the third week of August and the world didn't end. Or what about trimming back the winter break days? They come right after Christmas break or MLK and President's Days?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of options. The districts are starting to look at a lot of scheduled off days for teacher activities and that sort of thing, where, okay, this was supposed to be a day off, but now we're gonna hold school as a way to not put so much of the burden at the end of the year. And that's, again, being done district by district, case by case. A lot of times there has to be a negotiated agreement between the district and the teachers union as to how they're going to schedule this. But on it goes, and I'm sure it's going to be, especially with another 4 weeks of winter, there's going to be a lot more of that going on.
Ted Roloff's contributing writer to Bridge Magazine. Thanks for taking us inside that decision-making process of to call a snow day or not to call a snow day.
Absolutely.